My name is John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk.
Hello. Today I wanted to talk about a very important brick in the system indeed. In fact, it's the fore and back family that I want to talk about in this podcast, which you can see in the book in Chapter 8. Now, as I say, this is a really important family of bricks, and there's quite a lot to say, so I'm going to break this down into more than one podcast. And in this first podcast about the fore and back family, I'm going to focus on what I call the fore and yak brick, and I'll explain what that means later on. So first of all, what is the idea of to fore and back all about? The to fore and back brick consists of starting at home in the key, in the key that we're already in, and then doing a cadence to four, and then coming straight back by some means or other. And when I say some means or other, that's how the family of bricks is formed, because they come back in different ways. So the feeling is a transitory modulation, not a very strong modulation. To focus on a concrete example, we're going to be looking at the four and yak brick in this podcast. So it starts at home on chord one. Then we have a bootstrap join to a cadence to chord 4. And then we go around the cycle to the dominant 7 on chord flat 7 of the original key. Which allows us to do a Yardbird cadence back to chord 1 of the original key. And so it's so fleeting, the visit to 4 is so fleeting. We start at 1, we go to 4 and we come back. It's so fleeting that it doesn't actually feel like we've really modulated, even though we did use the 2-5 from the key 4. That don't appear in the key that we started out in, key 1. So that's the basic idea, and I'm sure that you've heard this brick many times because it occurs in what feels like the vast majority of the American Songbook standards. So let's look at some classic examples. The opening of Cherokee, for example, starts with these chords. The opening of Danny Boy starts with the same chords. This sequence is also occurs in the second half of the A section of I Got Rhythm, which is, as you probably know, are very commonly used for lots and lots and lots of jazz contrafact tunes. Now, it's worth saying that this variant of the fore and back family that we're talking about today, the fore and yak, is the most common form that we see. When, in my analysis of a couple of hundred American Songbook standards, it occurs more than twice as often as any of the other forms. Just searching through the Insights in Jazz roadmaps using, electronic searching of the PDF, we can see the to four and yak brick in songs like Between the Devil and Deep Blue Sea, But Not For Me. Cherokee, Dream Dancing, A Foggy Day, If I Had You. Misty. Stardust, There'll Never Be Another You. You Go to My Head. Get the idea. It's also in lots of songs that aren't in the book, such as I May Be Wrong, which we featured in the interview with Jean-Baptiste Richon, where he talked about teaching by the oral tradition. Now the foreign yak is also the most common way to start off the metabric family known as the Pennies Ending, which is discussed in chapter 10. And we'll talk about this metabric Pennies Ending in another podcast, but it's just worth noting that the foreign yak is the most common way to start it. Chaining of the Tufor and Yak brick is also quite commonly seen. If we look at the beginning of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, two Tufor and Yaks chained together, and we can see the same sort of thing in the B sections of My Romance, and the B sections of Too Close for Comfort, also in the B sections of Little Darling, Blue and Sentimental, Solitude, and G Baby Ain't I Good to You. So it's quite a common device. In the foreign yak, when we go from chord 4 to chord flat 7-7, the Yardbird dominant, some tunes, particularly traditional jazz era, prefer to use 4 minor rather than the flat 7-7, which is essentially the same notes, just without the root changing. So you'd get 4 major 7 or 4-6. Going to 4 minor 6 or 4 minor with a major 7 in some tunes. And I call this variant 2-4 and Mac, indicating that you're coming back via minor 4 rather than Yak, indicating that you came back by the Yardbird cadence. But there's very little difference, and if you substituted one for the other, nobody would notice. An example of Tufor and Mac is Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are. I wanted to share some thoughts with you about why the Tufor and back bricks work. The only major chords that occur in a major key are the ones on degree 1 of the scale, and the other one is on degree 4 of the scale. So 4 is a special place in relation to the key. In a previous podcast, we've talked about the relative minor and you know, how common it is to visit the relative minor in a American songbook jazz standards. The other place, which is very common to go to, is key 4. It seems that the reason that it's common to go to key 4 is that there is only a very slight feeling of modulation, because the chord occurs in the key anyway as a major seventh chord. So if you go to key 4, then it doesn't sound, you know, there's no clues that you've actually modulated, apart from the fact that you might precede it with the chord 1-7 to get you there. In major harmony, we recognize the sound of a modulation when we hear a dominant seventh chord which is not on degree 5 of the scale of the key that we're in. And that's because the only chord in any given major key that is dominant seventh is the one on degree 5. So we can hear a modulation coming if we hear a dominant seventh chord that has a root that isn't degree 5 of the key that we're currently in. So that's all for the first part of the Four and Back Family podcast. I hope you find that useful. I hope you get the idea that it's such an incredibly common sequence. This is one of the most worthwhile bricks to learn.
My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book, or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.